So I'm Justin. I play guitar for Nicolas Cage Fighter. We're a metal hardcore band from Ballarat, and we've got a brand new album out coming out in 2 days called The Bones Grew from Pain.
Beautiful, Justin. Thanks for joining us today, brother.
Thanks for having me on, dude.
No worries, man. So as you mentioned, Nicolas Cage Fighter will unleash your new album, The Bones That Grew from Pain, this Friday, July the 22nd. So do you think the world's ready for it?
I hope so, man. Yeah, it's been a lot of work, a lot of preparation, but it's so exciting to finally get new music out. But yeah, we're so happy with it. So we just hope everyone loves it as much as we love it.
So tell us a bit about the album musically, mate. What are you going for with it?
I think it's sort of definitely in the vein of what we're trying to achieve with NCF. It's just heavy grooves, big breakdowns. We listen to a lot of different stuff, but mainly a lot of hardcore and death metal. So yeah, it's definitely, I guess, the step up from the our last EP. We're just trying to improve and just making it as heavy as we can.
Yeah, cool. So what goals did you actually have going into the album, mate, and did you achieve them?
We basically achieved them all. We sort of, after we did the EP last year, it sort of snowballed in terms of, I guess, stuff just started taking off quite quickly. So we just said, look, let's get this album done. I think I had a couple of months. I was like, this is the time frame to do the album. Let's get it done sort of thing. So yeah, we've just in and out of the studio every week, just pre-proing songs until we were 100% happy. And then we went in and recorded it. And because of COVID, sort of, fell apart a little bit. We sort of had to have a few breaks here and there. But overall, the outcome, we're super happy with how it all came out. So, super stoked on this one.
And a band statement says that you wanted to keep the album true to the Nicolas Cage Fighter blueprint. What is that blueprint?
I guess we've always just wanted to be a heavy band. We're not sort of the most technical band or anything like that. It's just about big grooves, big breakdowns, just bang your head along. It's pretty caveman music, but we're not out to sort of reinvent the wheel or anything like that. We just want to write stuff that you can just bang your head to and have fun at the show to.
And you've released the singles Shrine of Wire and Compound and Fracture so far. So would you say they're a good sonic representation of the album as a whole?
I think there's a lot more on the album that's going to surprise a lot of people. I think those two songs are definitely good singles, but there's some definitely big heavy hitters in the rest of the album. A lot of stuff we haven't done before. There's some blast beat stuff, some sort of experimental stuff and ambient stuff. But overall, they're probably a good representation of what we're trying to achieve.
And the band's also come out and said that this record feels more darker than anything we've done before. Can you elaborate on that, darkness? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think lyrically, probably the themes that we're talking about and stuff like that, there is some pretty dark shit going on in there. So even musically, there's some sort of black in sort of parts, I guess you would say. So, overall, it has a darker feel to it, I would say.
And you also spent more time in pre-production for this album, mate. So for the benefit of people like myself who aren't musicians, what does that actually mean and how does it help the album?
So when we did Cast You Out, basically we wrote it as a band at our jam spot, and it was like the finished songs that we wrote at band prac. We took them to the studio and just recorded them. So this time around, we basically wrote the songs, took them to the studio and then sort of pulled them apart. Until we had the perfect song that we wanted to. So stripping down parts that maybe didn't need to be there, or parts we sort of maybe doubled up on or something that we could sort of cut down, or even just like changing riffs and moving stuff around just to get the perfect song. So yeah, this time around, there's a lot more pre-pro involved than what we've sort of done on any of our last albums.
And do you think you'll be doing more in the future? Now you see next?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've always sort of just like wrote a song and said, cool, this is it. Let's go record it sort of thing. So, yeah, definitely we'll be sort of doing some more pre-pro in the future.
And the band self-produced the album, mate. So what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of keeping that in-house?
I think advantages, it's just down the road. So like it's 10 minutes from my house. We could go there any night of the week and sort of do it. I think in terms of disadvantages, sometimes it's good to get outside ears as well. Just, some people, someone that might have haven't worked with before saying like, I think you should try this or do this, that sort of thing. So. I think that's probably a disadvantage, not having sort of someone else on the sideline saying like, right, let's try this out, or this doesn't need to be here, this sort of stuff. But I'd probably go with those.
Yeah. So lyrically, the album's about varying degrees of pain, suffering and tribulation. So
yeah,
expand on that a bit for us.
For sure. So I guess when we did Cast You Out last year, it was more about sort of your own personal problems and how to sort of deal with them or that sort of thing. Whereas this album, it's more, I guess, stuff around you that might affect you and that sort of thing. So it has a lot to do with depression and addiction, even stuff that's sort of happening in the world and what's happening to the world. So this one's more, I guess, about stuff around you that can have an impact on you.
But overall, would you say it's an album of hope or despair?
I hope. Yeah, it's a bit of both, I would say. Yeah.
And then is that where the title comes from, The Bones That Grew From Pain? Is that to do with the subject matter?
Exactly right, yeah. Yep. So I just remember driving one day and it just sort of came to me when I was driving. I sort of pulled the car over and I was like, fuck, I need to write that down somewhere or something. So I remember, I think before we even sort of got into the album, we had a title down, so we sort of knew what themes are going to be about and sort of, yeah, it went from there.
Now, overall, mate, like, your sound is a mixture of ruthless hardcore, late 90s metal and death metal combined. So how did that actually come about? Like, was it something that you just threw against the wall and see what stuck, or did you experiment?
I think just the people that are in the band and sort of what we listen to has such a big influence on us. So myself and Tom, the bass player, come from a very much a hardcore sort of background. We grew up going to hardcore shows since we were, like, you know, teenagers. Matt, our drummer, comes from a, like, death metal background. He's played in a lot of death metal bands and stuff like that. And Nick's a little bit younger than us, so he's sort of more the metalcore-ish sort of stuff and that sort of thing. So we're sort of just throwing it all together. But definitely that's our influence. I would say death metal, hardcore. We're sort of just putting it all together just to see what we can come up with.
And you guys have been around since 2011, mate. So how would you say your sound has changed from back then to now?
I think we've just got better at what we do. When we started out, we were young kids that just wanted to play in a hardcore band and have fun with our friends. So I think we've all just learned to play our instruments and get better at what we can do. So I think that's had a massive impact on us as musicians. So, yeah, we're very much a hardcore band at the beginning, but we're trying to not pigeonhole ourselves too much either.
Now, the album comes out this Friday, July 22nd, mate. So what do you guys got planned after that? You got some shows?
Yeah, so we 2 weeks after that, we'll do the Australian tour for the album. We've got a couple of little cool things up our sleeve at the moment, two places we've never been to before. So hopefully we can start to announce some of that stuff soon. And then we've got Metal in the Mountains, which is in Beechworth. We're headlining that festival. And then we'll do, I think it's November, we've got Adelaide, the Froth and Fury Festival we're playing at as well. So we've got a fair bit lined up to go start playing all this new music live.
Yeah, well, I'll keep an eye out for you when you hit Brisbane, mate, and I'll book a night off from the kids and come down and get up it.
Absolutely.
You're easy, brother. Well, thanks for your time, Justin. The Bones That Grew From Pain is out this Friday, July 22nd, and I've been lucky enough to have a listen to it. She's a fucking pearl, mate, so well done.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on, mate.
Yeah, when you get here.
Catch you, mate.
Bye-bye. I'm